Sharpie, must be a pretty proud moment for a captain going into a grand final and with some real realistic chances to it.
It is, you know, it really only hit me midway through last week that, you know, this could be the fairy tale come true for a captain. So, you know, very excited obviously, but also very focused, and, you know, we know what to expect of Dandenong. They're an extremely experienced and well coached team, and, you know, we're certainly keeping our eye on the ball.
As skipper, do you have to do anything extra this week with the side? I mean, do you have to try and keep the girls' feet on the ground a little bit, is it?
Yeah, I guess so. There's a few nerves, I think, going through the camp at the moment. So it's trying to, you know, keep everything into perspective, enjoy it, but also, you know, just, you know, do what we have been doing all season at training and keeping the intensity at the right level and that sort of thing. But yeah, I'm surrounded by some pretty experienced heads in that regard, and you know, everyone helps each other.
Might be getting ahead of yourself a bit, but is there any special celebration planned for the end of the game? I mean, obviously, would you like to be on the court at the end, is it?
Certainly, but yeah, I'm really not going to think about that until the siren goes.
Quite obviously, this is going to be your last game. I mean, does it make it even more special?
It does. You know, this is obviously a week of lasts for me. You know, there's no more after this one. And knowing that it will be the last, it's certainly giving me more incentive. And, you know, I remember back to when Shelley Sandy had her last final, and, you know, I think she just got better and better in the weeks leading up to it. And, you know, hopefully I'll have a good game myself, but, you know, be able to help the team.
Got to keep your emotions in check too, I guess, haven't you? You know, knowing this is the last one, but you've just got to focus.
Yeah, that's right. You know, that's a really important, I guess, aspect of this week, is to keep all that under control. And, you know, I'll be bitterly disappointed if we lose. And, you know, it's important not to get carried away with the emotion of being the last game and, you know, grand final and all that. It's just, you know, keep things in perspective until, yeah, the siren goes.
Shelby, do you think it's actually hit you yet that this is the last time we're going to be doing this?
I think it's starting to. It certainly did after the weekend. I was extremely happy and thought, yes, this could be the last. But, you know, I've just, as I said, just going to carry on and you know, deal with the emotion of that after the game.
How do you see the Caps lining up against Dandenong? Do you think they're sort of a good team to be playing?
Yeah, definitely. I think we match up extremely well against them. Obviously, our focus will be inside, as it has been most of the season. But then, you know, on the perimeter as well, I think we match up with them. They have got quite a bit of depth, but in saying that, you know, a couple of our bench guys came on last week and you know, gave it a really good go. So, you know, I'm pretty happy with our matchups.
Form-wise, though, your form was great last week, and that's always good for building confidence going into a grand final.
It is, you know, exactly, builds confidence. And, you know, I shot the ball last week a bit more than I have during the season. And, you know, hopefully that allowed opportunities for some of the other players. You know, I tend to be the player that, you know, some of the guards can go and double on the big girls, and, you know, so I was happy to hit some of those shots and free them up a little bit. And yeah, I'll be hoping to, I guess, do the same sort of thing this weekend.
Have you been given much of a role for this week when you're matching up against, Emily?
Yeah, Emily McInerney, she's just, you know, an excellent passer of the ball, and, you know, really calms their team as well. You know, we might even play a bit of a similar role there, but yeah, I'll be looking to be disruptive with her and try and, you know, force her out and get her out of her comfort zone so that she can't, you know, make the easy passes.
Yeah, she's been hitting a few threes though, so you might not be able to roll off.
Yeah, that's right. You know, Maka traditionally hasn't been a shooter and has, as you say, hit some really great shots recently, so I won't be stepping off her, helping off her or anything like that, but yeah, just applying that pressure to her passes mainly.
All the best.
Thank you.
Could this be a defining moment in the Capitals' history? I mean, as far as this town's concerned, and certainly the future of this side as well. Is this?
Yeah, I think so, because, you know, there was so much success surrounding our program 3 or 4 years ago with three championships that we won, and then we had a bit of a lull there, and I think this could be a really critical moment and turning point, and point us in a really positive direction. You know, who knows who will be here next year, but I'd like to leave knowing that the Caps are heading in a great direction, and you know, hopefully going to be counting championships 5, 6, 7 down the track.
given the fact that you are retiring as a player, would you like to have input next year if it's a championship win and that program probably loses a couple of people, perhaps have some kind of input?
It's hard to say at this stage. I'm certainly, my heart's with the captain, always will be, and if it's off court sort of assistance or input immediately after the season, or if I'm around, certainly I'll be happy to provide that input. You sort of see Lucille Bailey and ex-caps who are still passionate about the program, and I'll certainly be one of those ex-players.
We are starting to establish something. I mean, Carrie's always had plans to put a program like that in place, a professional program, but we now have players that are sticking around in town too, like you mentioned, Lucille, of course, and they're around, and people like yourself are going to be here too, and that support base is going to exist, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's important to also for us as players, to really give back, and I've grown immensely and received so much support from this community, and I think it's important in some way, shape or form to give that back, whether in what form I'm not sure, whether I'm actually here or wherever I am, but I think it's a give and take thing. It's imparting the knowledge and experience, and I've tried to do that a little bit with some of the younger girls, the ACT girls that have come through this year, I think it is an important part.
You had a taste of coaching a couple of years ago, and I don't remember you saying anything too fondly of it.
I did enjoy it, but I think at the time I was wanting to be a player in that team, and I couldn't. And whilst it was a really good learning experience for me, and I enjoyed it, and I learned a lot from sitting on the sideline. I think I was frustrated because I wanted to be out there on the court and couldn't, through circumstances beyond my control. But next time around, could be different.